This is Crime Binge.
Welcome to Crime Binge,
the review mini-sode.
Good job.
Yep. I don't remember what we're calling these.
Mini-sodes? Mini-sodes. Yeah. Because they're shorter. They are mini.
They are shorter than our regular ones. Yeah. Not usually.
Yeah, honestly. But this week, we finally watched The Zodiac,
yes.
Which is directed
by David Fincher.
Yes. Which, this is our sixth mini-sode, and three of our episodes have all been David Fincher directed.
This one, Seven, and what other one?
Mindhunter.
Oh, Mindhunter, yeah. You're right.
So apparently we just love David Fincher up in this bitch.
Can we just turn it into a David Fincher review?
If you want to. He does a lot of true crime, so it'd essentially be the same thing.
Oh, before we start, I wanted to say, like, I texted you this the other day.
Yeah.
But our first minisode was When They See Us, and the guy who played Corey won an Emmy for, like, Best Actor in a limited series. And that was so sweet. Like, his speech and everything, it was great. It was so sweet. And the five, like, real guys were there, and they gave him a standing ovation, and it was really,
that's really
nice.
Sweet. I literally, like, just saw a blurb of an article that was like, the guy who played Corey won an Emmy, and I didn't click the article because I am that person on social media who just reads the headline 95% of the time.
I'm usually that person too, but I was like, hey, this kind of relates to
me. Yeah, that's cute. I'm glad that he won, because he did do an amazing job.
He really did.
Like, we don't need to review that again, though, but he did do a great job.
Listen to our first one.
Yes, go listen to that and see if it makes any sense. I have no idea.
It won't.
But the Zodiac is obviously based off of the Zodiac Killer, but more importantly, it's based off of Robert Graysmith's portrayal of the events.
Yes, that was like, I was like, oh, so this is like a Robert Graysmith movie, not a Zodiac movie.
Which, also, our very first ever episode, The Zodiac, I made a comment about how Robert Graysmith...
You're finally doing a corrections corner.
20 episodes later. 25 episodes later. I said that, like, Robert Graysmith was a friend of...
Arthur Leigh Allen.
Yeah. And I knew that he wasn't. And, like, as soon as we were done recording, or maybe, like, the next day, I was like, Robert Graysmith is the guy who wrote the fucking book about him. I don't know why I said that. So I do know that now, and I did know it then, but I didn't say it. So this is kind of based off of that portrayal of the book, which we should give our ratings, right?
I was about to ask you, what did you rate it?
I am going to go with an 8 out of 10 knives.
Okay.
What about you?
I'll go with a 7.
I knew. Here are my predictions for the movie. While I was watching,
for
I was
the movie,
like,
or for what I'm going to say
what
about
you're
it?
Going to say about the movie. Well, because we did not watch this one together. We watched it separately. And I was watching it, and I was like, Sarah doesn't like this movie. Like, I was watching it, and I was like, it's not holding her attention. She doesn't like the movie. She wishes there was more. She's drinking, so... And I don't know what it was, but watching it, I was like, I know that she's not going to like this movie.
Like, it wasn't terrible, but it was 3 hours long.
Oh, well, yeah, it's a David Fincher movie for sure.
I didn't expect it to be 3 hours long. I expected it to be like 2.
It was like 2 and 40 minutes.
47 minutes.
Oh, it was 47. Yeah. I thought it was 37 for some reason. Damn,
I did almost fall asleep through it. I caught myself, but that was only based on the 5 mimosas I had, like, 2 hours previously.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It kept my attention. It was interesting. It was just wasn't what I expected, because I didn't know it was Robert Graysmith's kind of his story based on the Zodiac.
I honestly didn't know that either, and I've always heard really good things about the movie, and I did like it, but I also didn't know it was that long. And I started it at, like, 8 o'clock at night.
Oh.
And, like, I go to bed at 9 or 10 o'clock at night. So it was the weekend, though, when I was like, I'm going to stay up later than usual. And, like, halfway through the movie, I, like, paused it and was like, there can't be that much. And then there was so much more. Yes. And I was like, I am so sleepy. So, but I will say, like, it had a great fucking cast.
It did. Love Mark Ruffalo.
I love Mark Ruffalo. I want to be Jake Gyllenhaal. And by that, I mean I love Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yes, I think Jake Gyllenhaal is a great actor. He's in one of his, like, first works. I know he's done stuff since he was a kid. But, like, one of his first works as an adult is, like, my favorite movie.
Which is?
Highway.
Never seen
it. It's with Jared Leto. So probably won't like it. Yeah,
probably.
But it was from, like, 2001. So it's, like, a long time ago before Jared Leto was a person, basically.
Side track really quick. Did you know Jared Leto has a cult?
No, I did not.
He literally has merchandise on his website that says you are part of a cult.
Me though.
And he, like, if you pay a certain amount of money, you get to, like, go spend time with him on a private island. And I'm like,
yeah, but I would do it.
I wouldn't. I would do it just to drown him on the private island.
You hate him and I love him.
I wouldn't actually murder Jared Leto just for, like, legal reasons.
But, and then Selma Blair is in it. Selma Blair is the main lead.
In Highway.
Yes. Sorry.
I was like, Selma Blair is not in this movie.
In Highway. And, like, I don't know. He's just is so good at acting different
things. Yeah, like, he's really good. He's also in, like, Nightcrawler, which is another true crime one, which you probably haven't seen, but it's really good. I think it's on Netflix if you ever want to watch it. So do you want to just, like, dive right in?
Sure. Yeah, I didn't take a ton of notes.
I already am halfway through my notes because I only took about five. But one, like we said, it's mostly from Robert Graysmith's perspective. So it starts off and, like, all of the murders are pretty much done within the first, I would say, 30 to 45 minutes of the movie. Which, that's the part that I was like, I feel like Sarah's like, I want more right now.
Yeah. I was really excited because the first scene is actually the second murder.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you haven't watched it because we've talked about it many a times. But the guy who survives is played by one of the main characters in One Tree Hill. And I was like,
oh, okay.
I was super stoked about it because he's, like, an adorable little kid, basically. See,
I was stoked when they brought his character back at the very older end version, because I love that actor. I couldn't tell you his fucking name, but I do love him and everything I've ever seen him in. But I think, like, one of my favorite parts of the movie was after they got the letters. And they were like, and Zodiac tells them, like, I sent it to these different people.
Yeah.
And it shows the main guy calling all of the different jurisdictions, trying to get what information they have. And all of them are like, I'm not giving you this unless you give me this, because they all want to fucking solve it first instead of just solving the crime in any way they can.
Yeah.
They just wanted to be, like, the one who broke the case. And I loved that because I feel like if you aren't a true crime person and you're going at this movie without knowing a ton about true crime, that it shows what, like, used to happen all the time. And I really liked that.
Almost still does happen, but
yeah, but there's a lot more integration than there used to be. Like, they aren't withholding as much information as they were, like, in the 70s like that. But I liked that.
So my notes for the first murder that they show. I just want to read them because they're fucking stupid. It says, first murder, dash, it's Mouth from One Tree Hill, exclamation point.
What's also, his name?
Mouth.
That's disgusting.
Because he has a giant mouth.
Oh, okay.
And, like, big ass lips. And I said, also, she's trying to get laid, boy. Also, like, just fucking drive off if you're scared.
Yeah, but, like, she thought it was a stalker.
Yeah, or, like, her ex-husband or whomever.
Yeah. Arthur, like, the way Allen. The movie portrayed it was that she had a stalker, was how, like, what I understood. Because later, when Robert Graysmith starts, like, finding all of the clues, he was like, oh, she told her friends that someone was following her and stuff like that. So I thought she just, like, thought it was a stalker.
Yeah, which, I mean, could have been hashtag Arthur Leigh Allen.
Yeah.
Like,
It could have been.
Because he was, like, real weird around her.
And, like, I think that was the guy in the first episode that I said was, like, my favorite candidate to be the Zodiac. We're just going to jump around a lot here because
we
never are coherent in these minisodes. I understand why, because it's told from Robert Graysmith's perspective and he firmly believes that it's Arthur Leigh Allen. But the movie, like, leads you to believe that that's just a closed case and, like, that's who it is.
Yeah, like, at the end, it's like, this case still remains open, but the only reason why we didn't prosecute Arthur Leigh Allen is because he died.
Yeah, and it literally says the DNA didn't match, but we still think it's him.
Yeah, and it's like there were, like, a bunch of other people that they didn't even mention.
Yeah, so that part I was kind of like, well, don't lead everyone to believe that we've found the Zodiac. Even if, like, he is a great candidate for it, we don't know.
Something else that I didn't like
was
that there was the only mention of the first murder that he did was in his note saying, the phone call saying, I also murdered those two last year. Like,
yeah.
I wish that, like I said, I wish there was more.
Yeah.
But I just wish that they had dove deeper into that, because from the way that it looks with all of the reenactments, that he only did, like, a small number of murders because they didn't show that one.
They're showing it from the perspective of Robert Graysmith, and that's when he realized they had a serial killer. Because no one would have ever connected that crime unless the Zodiac had claimed it.
Definitely.
And even then, we don't know that the Zodiac has actually killed that many people. He says he has. Yeah. So, like, I wasn't mad about that. I really liked the reenactments. Because, like, especially the one out by the water where he comes up in that costume.
Yeah.
Because I've, like, always pictured that costume and I liked seeing it. And I really, really like, because some movies do this where, like, you're not supposed to know what the person looks like because no one knows what the Zodiac looks like. And they never showed his face. Like, they always showed, like, side...
In, like, this shadow. Yeah.
And I appreciate that they did that rather than getting an actor who looked like Arthur Leigh Allen and, like, doing all of that.
So the one that you mentioned, the other murder by the lake.
Yeah.
I liked the reenactment. Like, I liked that they were scared and she did the thing where she didn't tie him a lot and everything like that. But the stabbing was a lot. It was just like... I know normally you don't show stabbings in movies like that, but it seemed a little dramatic. And I know that's probably how it happened, but just, like, the actors' responses to it were kind of weird. Like, they were just, like, a solid yelling, just like, the whole time.
Yeah. It was interesting.
Yeah.
The other note I had was just about can never remember her name, but the blonde actress who, like, goes on a date with Robert Graysmith and then marries him and they have kids. I love her. Like, she was in American Horror Story, and I know she's been in a lot of other stuff, but she's one of those actresses that, like, I saw in American Horror Story and then started seeing her in all of her old shit. So I love her, and I think she's, like, a great actress.
I wish there was
more of her.
I really liked her. They went on a date, and then the next time you see her, they're married with two kids.
Yeah.
So I wish there was something to, like, kind of explain to you, like, oh, he got married really quickly or whatever.
That is the one thing about this movie is...
It jumps.
The time progression is not made clear at all. Like, you just get little glimpses like that. Like, when Mark Ruffalo is mad at Robert Downey Jr.'s character, Paul Avery. And he's like, it's been a year and a half and you haven't solved these fucking murders, man. And it's like, oh, it's been a year and a half? Had no idea.
And then it had been 4 years.
Yeah.
Like, all of a sudden.
So their time progression was a little strange in the movie.
Yeah. I don't remember why, but I said that I didn't like the rendition of the cab killing. I think it was because, like, there wasn't the interaction of why he drove the extra, like, block and why he killed him.
But we don't know why he did that, Sarah.
I know. Well, like, there wasn't even, like, he didn't say anything like, oh, you drove extra. Like, all of a sudden, there was just a bullet in his head. Like, I don't know why. I just...
Maybe I wasn't paying attention, but I thought we were all seeing that from the perspective of the window. Like, we were all seeing a street view mm-hmm. of that attack.
That was afterwards.
Maybe I wasn't paying attention.
You see, like, basically the perspective of the Zodiac. Like, he takes
oh,
the
wow,
gun.
Oh, wow, yeah, I must have been looking
and, like,
at my
And, like, shoots
phone.
It. And then you see from the window up top where he, like, goes and he wipes it down really quickly and grabs the shirt.
Okay.
And leaves.
Do you want to know what my dumbass thought? For some reason, every time I've ever pictured the cab killing, it's been in broad daylight.
Me too.
Which, like, doesn't make any sense. And when it was at night, I was like, wow, inaccurate. And I'm like, no, you're a dumb fucking bitch. Why would, like, he's bold, but he wouldn't just shoot a cab driver in the middle of the fucking day. Like,
yeah.
So I was that one kind of made me laugh.
But, like, I thought that too.
Yeah.
Now that you mention it.
And another, this is my last note because I just wasn't paying attention, I guess. But the scene where Robert Graysmith is, like, in his kitchen working
mm-hmm.
and his kids are, like, helping him.
Yes.
I thought it was really cute, but I was, like, also, like, ooh, that's heck of foreshadowing for, like, your wife leaving you.
Yeah, like, don't tell your mom about this.
Yeah. So that one was a cute scene, but also got me.
Something that I didn't know that I learned from the movie.
Yes.
Is that he used 2 coats of airplane cement on his fingers to get rid of his fingerprints.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that either.
Yeah. So I don't know if they were saying that he had previously done that and, like, ripped it off, or that he just, like, put cement on his fingers and then still used it. I'm not quite sure, but, like, yeah. That was just a sentence that they said, and I didn't know that.
I would imagine that it's probably, like, just such a strong adhesive that mm-hmm. it would remove.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if you're going around with hard fingers, it might make killing a little bit more difficult.
Exactly.
You know?
But he did have those big-ass gloves on over.
That's it. True. He's a weird guy.
Definitely. And then also, I didn't know that the Zodiac alphabet was a thing.
I didn't either. I thought that was really cool. I liked, because they show how you can become obsessed with a case.
Yes.
And I really liked that because you basically see, like, Jake Gyllenhaal's character lose everything in his life just to write this book because he's become so obsessed with it. And I think that's really interesting because it kind of reminds me of, like, Michelle McNamara, how do you say her last name, who wrote the book about the Golden State Killer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she yeah. became obsessed with it and stuff like that. So I think it's really interesting.
I do like how when that was happening, he, like, his character realized that was happening. And he, when his wife came in to give him the letter or whatever, yeah. like, he was like, I don't want the kids to see me this way. Because she's like, how long is this going to take you? And yeah. he's like, I don't know, but the kids can't see me this way. And yeah. it's like, that's a responsible thing to do. But also, you should see your kids and
yeah,
get over
but
it.
Also, like, maybe chill out for a second and, like, be with your family.
Yeah,
but
like, collect yourself for a hot second.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I don't know. But I think it's also kind of interesting that they chose to make that movie from his perspective at all, because there's been so much controversy around his book. Mm-hmm. Because he basically, just like the movie, is like, this is the guy, and no one can change my mind. And I think that's, like, kind of a dangerous way to look at it, because yeah. like, there could be an entirely different person out there who's responsible for it. But I don't know. I mean, the guy is dead, so
yeah.
how much can you sully his name even more, you know?
But hopefully, you know, we can do one of those, like, familiar DNA things.
Yeah, familial. Hopefully. But who's to say? Because all of that DNA is so old.
It is.
And I doubt it was handled with care.
Oh, yeah. I bet it was not.
I'm gonna be honest, I didn't pay attention that much. Like,
I feel like it was hard to.
I watched it, but I was on my phone a lot because it felt so slow, and I'm riddled with ADHD, so, like, it was just really hard to, like, watch it slowly occur, and it was still a really good movie, and I liked it, but I like the other one more, Seven. I like Seven more.
And, like, I think if it was shorter, then it would have been better. Like, because normally I'm like, let's add more, give me a 10-hour movie of every detail. But because it was so long and, like, it was kind of slow moving, it was hard to pay attention to. Like, it just was kind of odd.
And the details you wanted about the actual killings, they were about Robert Grayson.
Yes.
Like, it was more so a movie about him.
And also, I didn't know he was the cartoonist.
I thought he was a reporter full on. I didn't know he was a cartoonist either.
That was something interesting.
Yeah, but I liked that. It was, like, educational in some parts because you did learn stuff about the case that, like, I didn't know before. But overall, it was just kind of a slow-moving movie.
Yeah,
and
it would be
cool. And for my attention span, it just wasn't great.
I feel like it'd be cool to watch, like, a documentary on the Zodiac where they had, like, reenactments just on, like, the murders and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that would be pretty cool.
Yeah. I feel like that would be hard to do, though, too. Because we just know
it'd be
so
hard
little.
To review, but I think it'd be cool to watch.
Yeah. But do you have anything else you would like to say about this?
I don't think so. I mean, it, again, like, it was such a slow moving movie that, like, not a lot of big things happen to talk about.
That's true.
It was just a bunch of, like, little thing, little thing, little thing. Like,
yeah.
Paul Avery now lives on a boat. Paul Avery now has, like, 10 years later, or however long you see him now with an oxygen machine, but still drinking and smoking. And
well, yeah. Oh, I will say I also really liked when Mark Ruffalo's character, who was, like, a police chief.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't really say that earlier. That he was, like, definitely helping Robert Graceman.
Yeah, it was cute.
Was just like, I can't tell you this, but this guy can tell you this.
And I can't tell you to go over here and ask this person for this.
Yeah, like, I liked that. And I liked how all of the police involved were kind of, like, just letting it happen because they were at a loss. And they were like, yeah, he won't be able to find anything. So
I think as
well just let him play around.
I think my favorite scene in probably the whole movie is when Robert Gray Smith goes to Mark Ruffalo's house in the middle of the rain and is pounding on the window, and Mark Ruffalo's like, I'm going to murder him. Like, where's my gun? I'm going to fucking kill him. And opens up the door and was like, what the fuck do you want? And he's just like, it's Arthur Leigh Allen.
Yeah.
And Mark Ruffalo's like, what?
Yeah, when he's like, call the police right now.
Because
there's going to be a murder
in Savannah.
But yeah, I think the actors all did a really, really good job.
Mm-hmm.
And it just could have been a, like, less long movie.
Yes.
Even just, like, 2 hours and 10 minutes.
Yes, like, you could cut out, like, 30 minutes of him just, like, scribbling in a newspaper.
Because we get it. Like, we get that he is descending into this obsession. We don't need all of that time.
Yeah.
Your timeline's already fucking weird. Like, we don't need more of it. But, yeah.
That's about it.
But I'm actually, the next minisode, we're thinking about doing Unbelievable, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm really excited about that because it's gotten really, really good reviews. And, like, the trailer made me, like, ooh.
And I've never heard of it.
Watch the trailer. It's
great.
I will. But, yeah, that has been kind of a review of Zodiac.
Yeah, I mean, our opinions.
Our opinions about Zodiac. And I don't know.
Keep on binging.
Keep on binging. Is that it?
I think that's it. I think that's it.
All right. We'll see you guys on the next minisode. Bye.
See ya.